NASA's Mars Exploration Rover continues to send a mountain of pictures and data back from the surface of Mars. Scientists say the rover, known as Spirit, has landed in a place that should allow them to search for evidence that liquid water once flowed on Mars. The success of Spirit is in stark contrast to the British Mars probe called Beagle 2. That craft landed on Mars Christmas Day, but has not been heard from since. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
It's been a tough 2 weeks for the Beagle 2 team. They knew they might not hear from their probe right after landing, but as the days went by, the silence became discouraging. On Wednesday this week, Beagle 2 managers had high hopes their probe might yet check in. It was the first chance to relay Beagle's radio signal back to Earth using Mars Express. Mars Express is the European Space Agency spacecraft that carried Beagle to Mars. Express is currently in orbit around the planet. It was designed to be Beagle's relay. But on a telecom link to a news conference in London, European Space Agency's David Southwood delivered bad news.
We did not get any content of a signal, nor indeed a signal, from the surface of Mars, from Beagle.
This isn't quite the last chance for Beagle 2. There are several other communication opportunities coming up. But Beagle 2 principal investigator Colin Pillinger admitted that with each passing day, things look bleaker.
I think where I've reached at the moment is that I'm a bit like the manager whose team is being giant killers, have had a fantastic run. We're still playing for the final whistle, and as I've already said, we can score a goal at any time, but we might have to score two.
At the same time Pillinger and his colleagues were waiting for any news from their spacecraft, they watched as NASA's Spirit rover made a picture-perfect landing and phoned home immediately. Spirit principal investigator Stephen Squires told a news conference the morning after landing that he'd heard from his British counterpart.
I got a very nice phone call from Colin Pillinger. He called me late last night, very, very gracious phone call, very kind, in which he congratulated us, and I very much wished him luck. I haven't given up on Beagle 2 yet, and I know Colin hasn't either. Beagle 2 has the potential to do some fantastic science at Mars.
For his part, Pillinger says he feels obliged to keep looking for Beagle 2 because of all the engineers and scientists from Britain and other countries who've given so much of their time to make Beagle 2 a success.
None of them have had anything out of this mission yet after 6 years of effort. I think for all those people, and for most of all the people who write me and send me emails and come up to me in the street, I think we have to push on with Beagle 2.
Pillinger may never know what happened to Beagle 2. The spacecraft was not intended to send any data back to Earth until it reached the Martian surface. After NASA lost its Mars lander in 1999, the agency decided that all future craft would send back data all the way down to the surface, so if and when failures occur, engineers would be able to figure out what happened. Joe Palca, NPR News.